The Attorney General has offered a carrot to foreigners who may have information relevant to the terrorism investigation. Under so-called Responsible Cooperators Program, the administration will help immigrants, both legal and illegal, and people living abroad, to get legal status and perhaps U.S. citizenship. NPR's Barbara Bradley has more.
Technically, it's called an S visa, but among immigration lawyers, it's known as a snitch visa. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that any non-U.S. citizen who has information that could head off a terrorist plot or lead to a conviction should come forward, even if that person is not here legally.
Some visitors may be hesitant to come forward with their information because of their immigration status. They may rest assured that the United States welcomes any reliable and useful information that they can provide to help us save lives in the future. In return, we will help them make America their home.
The program has been around for several years, so today's announcement was mainly a reminder to investigators, and a timely one, according to Robert Litt, a former senior official in the Justice Department, since police and others are beginning to interview some 5,000 men in connection with the investigation.
These are all people who are here on some form of visa or another. The statistical likelihood is that many of them have visa problems, and this is an opportunity to say to them, look, if you help us, we'll help you.
To receive that help, the person must provide crucial information, and it's up to the Justice Department to decide whether the intelligence meets that standard. Immigration attorney David Leopold says that entails a risk for someone who's thinking about coming forward. He says in some cases it will be obvious the information is crucial, but in most cases people won't know.
They could find themselves potentially in a situation where they give out information that they think is critical but reliable, and then unfortunately find themselves facing removal back to a country where people are walking around who are going to do them harm because of the information they gave.
The Justice Department says investigators will not make the standard too high. Indeed, Attorney General Ashcroft said the information doesn't necessarily have to lead to a conviction.
And it doesn't have to be comprehensive. It might be that it's the missing link in a chain of evidence that allows us to actually do something.
The department and even immigration experts are fairly optimistic that this will turn up some leads. Robert Precht represented one of the defendants in the World Trade Center bombing trial.
It was used very effectively in the World Trade Center case to get reluctant witnesses who did not want to talk about their associations with the defendants to talk about and give testimony during the trial that provided crucial evidence to the prosecution in tying the conspirators together.
And eventually winning several convictions. In fact, the FBI hopes the modus operandi that has protected terrorists in the past will now betray them, namely their practice of blending in, meeting in mosques and coffee houses to discuss their plans. Again, Robert Precht.
Given the widespread practice in Arabic communities of giving hospitality to strangers and having multiple roommates and things of that sort, some of these individuals may have, in fact, been roommates unknowingly of terrorists or suspected terrorists, and that can be very important testimony.
The Attorney General has directed the Immigration Service to be lenient with anyone who has good information, even if he doesn't fit into the S category. And former Justice official Robert Litt says the department needs all the leads it can get. He says the announcement gives a clue as to how the investigation is going.
It suggests to me that with all the detentions that they have had so far, they have not really gotten anybody who's provided them any useful information.
So far, the department has questioned more than 1,000 people. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.